In the cramped Anchorage office facilities of Food Bank of Alaska, Executive Director Susanna Morgan offers an estimate of hunger locally and in the state as a whole.
Our best guess is about 15,000 households are being served on a weekly basis here in Anchorage and about 30,000 statewide.
Morgan says about 40 food pantries currently operate once a week in the greater Anchorage area, with around five open twice weekly. Plus, approximately 80 local agencies, such as the Boys and Girls Club, offer a free meal or snack with their services. Hunger is growing outside Anchorage as well. According to Food Bank of Alaska's latest annual report, Valley Open Bible Fellowship in Big Lake has seen the largest percentage leap of service in South Central Alaska. In June 2008, its pantry was serving just under 80 households. Exactly 1 year later, that service jumped to slightly over 200 households, or nearly 500 people. Anchorage's just-completed Thanksgiving blessing experienced a 5% increase over last year, with over 6,000 holiday meals distributed. Morgan says some situations underscore the need.
A 12-year-old girl who came over to Muldoon Community Assembly, she had a file folder with the IDs of her parents and her grandparents and their proofs of address, and she was picking up food for her family and her grandparents' family and her six brothers and sisters. So at 12 years old, she was shouldering the burden of providing festive food for her family. So there are stories like that that break your heart and think, you know, how can we tolerate this in our society? And yet, at the same time, you're so grateful that you have been given an opportunity to help.
Chances to help others abound as the holiday season continues.
At this time of year, we do Neighborhood Gift, which is, a citywide collaboration with the faith community, but with toys provided by the Salvation Army and the U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. All of us coming together to provide a festive food and toys to families with children ages 12 and under on the 22nd, the Tuesday before Christmas this year.
The gift, food, and toy distribution has outgrown its previous single location and now takes place at five sites: Anchorage City Church on the south side, Spinard Recreation Center, Fairview Elementary School, Clark Middle School in Mountain View, and Congregation Beth Shalom in Muldoon. People can help the food portion of the gift drive with a financial contribution. The food bank had to order the turkeys in April and now has to pay for them. Or food contributions like gravy mix, dinner rolls, disposable roasting pans, canned vegetables, and stuffing mix. New unwrapped toys for infants and children up to 12 years can be dropped off at Salvation Army Angel Trees located around town or U.S. Marine Corps Toys for Tots sites at most major retailers. By the way, gift certificates for movie theaters, restaurants, music, or clothing stores make good gifts for older kids. One can find more information on gift at the Food Bank of Alaska website. Morgan notes the holiday season could make some individuals feel especially vulnerable.
I think that psychologically being hungry at the holidays is harder than being hungry at any other time of year. Physically, it's the same experience, but psychologically, you feel disconnected from your community if you're hungry now.
Morgan adds that these special distributions also offer an opportunity to tell families forced by the holidays to seek help for the first time to apply for food stamps, as well as to turn to other agencies that can assist families and get them on their feet, which could be the best holiday gift of all. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.